summer, of course, in the winter we'd be.
Yes, yeah, when there's grass. Now, in the winter, what do you feed your cow? Hay and cottonseed hulls?
Don't know.
Meal?
I don't know.
We need to feed our cow cottonseed hulls and meal.
Hmm.
Funny, I don't remember hay. That was good enough to feed the cow to give the milk. And we had chickens and eggs. Of course, a very small place. I see that house which I mentioned, mm-hmm. The servants' house, my grandfather's house, Cook lived there, and her two daughters lived there. But our yard wasn't big, but it was big enough for the chickens, cats and dogs, mm-hmm. turkeys sometimes. I don't remember any turkeys. Turkeys so hard to raise.
Where'd you keep the milk?
In the ice box.
Uh-huh.
We had ice from way back. In fact, Augusta, I think, was the first town who had artificial ice back in the 1880s. A gentleman, Mr. Sankin, established the first artificial ice in this part of the country anyway. Of course, before that, I think some ice may have been shipped here from the north, cut out of the lakes of Vermont. But in the main, I don't think they had a well house. Things were kept cool. I just don't remember about that. Because
mm-hmm.
so far as I remember, they come around to deliver rice, chop off 25 pounds, put it in the icebox.
Yeah.
And in fact, for many years after we were married, for the refrigerators, electric refrigerators, we'd get 25 pounds of ice, back porch. Remember that icebox, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
That icebox hadn't changed for 100 years. I mean, it's the style of icebox, old-fashioned ones.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did before that, I don't know. I remember my grandmother, which I've told you we're going to publish her reminiscences, described her arrival in New York just after the war. Father was then, he was born in 62, this was 65, 3 years old. He was observant, smart little boy. And she said he was more fascinated than all the big horse-drawn streetcars he'd never seen, tall buildings, but as they got there early in the morning, and anyway, they had to go to the 23rd Street house on their own with a hack, got down to the dock where the ship put in, and grandfather was more amazed and delighted and surprised and excited about big blocks of ice being delivered on the front, on the porch there in New York,
mm-hmm.
as they're driving along. And she said, of course, he had never seen ice before. Now, whether it's because he's born during the war and wartime hardships or not, but I think possibly they brought ice down. And like this idea to haul icebergs from the South Pole up to Saudi Arabia. You know about that? It must have been like that by the time the ice got down here. You know. Oh, I don't know. I guess a freight car could have been covered with sawdust, good insulation.
Yeah.
They could leave New York without a Vermont ice and get you 24 hours later, still be intact. I sort of got an idea they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
Well, now, have you always had a fence out here in front?
A fence?
Yeah.
Not at our house. Most houses did. Mainly thing to keep the cows from getting out, I think. But
there were fences around the stable lots, of course.
Yes, of course, fences around the stable. But Virginia, now, we didn't have a fence. You all had a fence, didn't you?
Joe,
back
fence on the St. John's Road, but not on Walton Way, not in the front,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah, I know you had it on John's Road because they had more damn collection of animals around them. Mr. Buren collected macaws and parrots. You remember the parrots used to, they didn't fly away. But there, I remember early recollection riding by your house and walking by there, and these macaws would sit on that fence.
I'm afraid before I was born.
You don't remember the macaws?
No, I've heard about them, but I do not.
Oh, I remember them. Raucous noise. You didn't remember hearing those little girls?
No.
Virginia, you don't, because say that wasn't. No.